And now it's time for Artery, cultural coverage that feeds the soul. Food prices are high and consumer spending is down. That's a bad combination for restaurants. But as some struggle to meet the bottom line, others are trying a different approach. Self-taught chef Eskender Asaged brings his traveling restaurant to cafes around the Bay Area so he doesn't have to pay rent. He grows some of the food himself, and by welcoming friends and neighbors to his table, he's built up a loyal following without having to advertise. In this piece produced by KALW's Molly Samuel, we join Asaged in his San Francisco garden as he prepares to cook at Coffee Bar, a cafe in the Mission District.
My name is Eskender Asaged, and I am a nomad chef for Radio African Kitchen here in the Mission. Radio African Kitchen was started about 4.5 years ago here in this studio and this garden over here as an underground restaurant and every other Thursday. And as the time passed by, it became sort of popular, and then we pushed it out to different venues such as cafes, other restaurants, or galleries. My first guests were immediate friends and friends of friends. And it still is actually very word of mouth oriented. But like my dream, like the way I believe how things should be run, is throughout good things. People see the value and they talk about it. And that's a good business. So any given Fridays, we probably get anything between 70 and 90 people. So an average of 80 people, I would say. Yeah, we prep all the food in here and then execute it at the cafe with a couple of warmers. What am I making tonight? We have a house-smoked trout bacala, which I smoked it yesterday. Then we have edamame hummus. Usually hummus is made with a garbanzo bean, but we make ours with a fresh freshly shelled edamame beans. And then for the vegetarian, we have a full masri, a national, Egyptian national dish, usually made with fava beans, but I like white beans because it's a little bit lighter. And then we have a chocolate decadence cake with a fresh lemon bergamot. It's a bergamot, it's a type of lemon, zested on top of it, and blueberries. We are at the Coffee Bar here in the Mission at the corner of Mariposa and Florida. And Radio African Kitchen sets up a restaurant every Thursday and Friday nights. When the Coffee Bar was building up about 14 months ago, I was passing by over here, and one of the owners had been in the Radio Africa previously, I think about a year before or something like that. And then he contacted me, "Hey, Eskender, right? You're a Radio Africa guy. I'm opening up a cafe. So we'll be into maybe doing an evening here." I said, "Yeah, sure. Just, you know, finish it up and then maybe we'll talk." And they finished it up. And we tried it last year and then it worked and then continued doing it. When I wanted to give this venue a name, I wanted to give it like something that makes sense. And I went back through my childhood, and what did I do? Like, what was it like? And then I realized the only entertainment we had growing up was like a shortwave radio, which we may had like in one, you know, in five blocks of radius, maybe one or two radios. So we would go to whoever has a radio, and then we'd listen African, you know, music or soccer match, usually African match or like World Cup.
What's coming now? What a beautiful goal for our side!
And then during that, the most important aspect of it was how we used to share our snacks, you know, which is usually like a freshly roasted garbanzo beans or barley or, you know, wheat or something like that. And then we would share and then compare, "Oh, my God, your mom is very good." So that's how it came in. So Radio Africa, and then I added a kitchen, which is, we don't want it to confuse, we're not a radio show. Although we have music, African music being played by DJs, sometimes live too. So that's how it comes from. This is an idea of sustainability. It's not about the food. It's not about the, you know, entertainment. It's just a whole complete kind of living. It's a living experience through gardening, through taking care of ecology, nature. And then when we say sustainable, most people think always like, oh, it's like green and vegetables. It's all about just humans, the people we work with, the neighbors we had, the air we breathe. So we would try to, that's what makes it actually, it's not kind of a trendy thing, it's actually forever. That's how I want to live.
That was Iskender Asaget, chef at San Francisco's Radio Africa Kitchen. That piece was produced by KALW's Molly Samuel. You can hear it along with all of our stories at our website, crosscurrentsradio.org.